Good morning. I'll make it quick because I know you have content to get to. Cheryl asked me to share a little bit about my scripture memory journey, and it's a very long journey. It started way back in 2019, but I'll catch you up to the most recent story that I want to tell. But if you want to hear more, hit me up. I'll tell you all about it. So way back in 2019, really quickly, I wanted to teach my girls the alphabet. And I wanted to have a scripture passage that went along with each letter of the alphabet. And so I started writing these voice memos on my phone to like a scripture list that I Googled, and eventually it became an album that was entirely unintended and an accident. And it went out into the world. And then I had my second baby 2 weeks later, or third baby 2 weeks later. So that album kind of took on a life of its own, but after Eliza, my third baby, was born, I slipped into a pretty dark depression and battled a lot of overwhelm and anxiety that, like, I just couldn't shake. And for 18 months, it was just really, really dark. And I just don't know quite how I survived. And I got asked around that 18-month mark to play some of my Lamplight songs for a scripture memory seminar that they were doing, and I hadn't touched that music in over 18 months, and I had zero creative margin. But I had just had coffee with a friend the day before who said that she was practicing like a show up afraid, like say yes afraid, and then figure out how to show up to that. And it just went clanging around in my head. And so I said yes to that invitation. And at that invitation, or at that seminar, I met Joyce Lassie, who is in the next room teaching us about the word. And when she spoke about scripture memory, she just had this different wisdom, different timbre. It was all, like the whole room leaned in, and her reverence and love for scripture was just like, it was palpable. And I ended up the next week meeting up with her and a few other friends just to talk about scripture memory. And she just said to us, like, I can't tell you how to memorize scripture because it's going to be different for each of you, but I can do it with you. So we started meeting weekly, and we had two memory verses to commit to memory every week. So we would like study scripture, and we'd pull out two from our passages that week. And that first week, I just felt the Holy Spirit say, like, just write a melody. You know how to do that. Like, you know how to memorize. And I told him, that's rude because do you know that I have no creative margin and I'm really anxious and you're not doing anything about that, by the way. And I just like he just kept prompting me, like, just write. No performance. Just like write the melody. And so I did. And then the next week we had two more verses to memorize. And the next week we had two more verses to memorize. And I got into this very like begrudging cadence of creating and writing, committing scripture to my heart. And then that became a resource to the group. Like I just kind of mentioned, like, oh, this is how I memorize. And they were all like, well, we want those songs. And so we started sending them out. And the long story short, fast forward 18 months later, or maybe a year into this, I started to notice that, like, the crushing weight, the darkness, it wasn't quite as heavy and it wasn't quite as dark. It was like hazy gray. And with that hazy grayness opened up just a bigger margin to be thoughtful about how I was creating and how do I, like, communicate musically what this passage is saying. And then a couple months later, I realized, like, oh, I've got a big list of songs. And I just did an inventory and it was like 108 songs that I had written that were all scripture. And fast forward, I ended up consolidating that list to like the most potent promises and prayers that really just kept my head afloat through a really dark season. And that album is called Steadfast and it's out as well. So, but I just wanted to share a little bit about like what the process was like. There was just like it was really unmarvelous. It was very hard. Like each individual yes felt like I had to fight for it. And God works in those small moments of obedience. And I can like say like, oh, there's CDs in the back and if you want to purchase them, But I don't want to miss that, like, the journey to know the Lord is a journey of discipline and of showing up and continuing to say yes when you don't feel it and you don't want to and you don't really know if there's going to be fruit, because there will be fruit to the showing up. And so the work that you're doing now, it matters, and how you show up matters. And it's just like the kingdom, that like these teeny tiny yeses that I had, just like the smallest ability to say, like, okay. It wasn't even yes. It was just like, okay. And sometimes it was like, fine. Like, they now are yielding fruit that I could never have foreseen. And so I guess I'm here to say, like, keep going, keep spending time in scripture, keep seeking the Lord, because he promises that when we seek him with all our hearts, we will find him. And the biggest shift was not that, like, suddenly I was not depressed anymore, or suddenly I wasn't, like, awake at night spiraling about my kids. That was still happening. But there was, like, this powerful awareness that the Lord was walking me through it, not just like out of it, but like through it. And it took a lot of help and a lot of time. And I'm still like kind of straddling that line, but I know who God is. And he gave me himself. And when he gives you himself, like, all things become a little easier because you're taking that step with the Spirit. So keep going. And there are CDs in the back if you're still using CDs, but my music is available anywhere music is streamed or sold if you want to listen. Thanks. Yeah.